In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. This third Sunday in Advent, St. Paul admonishes us to rejoice. This time of penance, and yet he says rejoice. But he also says, let your moderation be known. Rejoice in moderation. And I think that is something we often lose sight of. We look in today's gospel and we see the Jews have sent messengers to St. John the Baptist. They were very enamored, you might say, of St. John. St. John was a holy man. He was doing penance. He was living an austere life. He was preaching the word of God. And the people loved him. They flocked to him out in the desert to be baptized by him in the River Jordan. So they come with this almost adoration to St. John the Baptist. Who are you? And St. John is very humble. He's very modest, moderate. And he confesses, I am not the Christ. I'm not the prophet. I'm not Elias. Well, what are you? Who are you? He says, I am the voice, as said Isaiah the prophet, crying in the desert. Make straight the way of the Lord. This is my mission. And I remind us all of this because we tend to fall into that trap that was being set for St. John the Baptist. There are those around us who are going to see a good quality in us. And each one of us have some good quality in us. We're good at something. And yet the temptation, the devil suggests to us, the world fans that temptation. Oh, you're perfect. You're the best. And we all want to strive to be the best, to be perfect, so that the whole world will look at me, see me. And St. John the Baptist says, don't look at me. I'm nobody. If you see anything that's good within me, that's God's work. That's what God has done for me. This is what God is doing through me. This is not me. This is the work of God. The praise, the honor, and the glory all belong to God, not to me. But if you see anything that's wrong, if you want to find fault, that's not God, that's me. And this moderation, this ability to rejoice in the good things that God has given us, but yet to remain humble because of the evil that we find within ourselves, that is the moderation St. Paul is preaching today. This is why in the midst of Advent, the penitential season, we can tell you, rejoice. Christ is coming. He's coming for you. Yes, he comes for all of us collectively, but he comes for you individually. God from all eternity has thought of you. And if I go too far, I risk inflating your head and to tell you, oh, you are so wonderful. You are so special because God has thought of you. From the very beginning, even before he created Adam and Eve, he thought of you. He loves you. He created a place for you in heaven. He came to this earth to show you how to get to heaven. You say, wow, I must be really something good, huh? Yes, you are. But that goodness is God's goodness. Anything that is good within us has been put there by God. And it is God whom we should praise. Not you or me. We are nothing. The good that was in us, that is in us, our intelligence, our beauty, our sportsmanship, our talent, whatever it may be, whatever gift God has given us, that is his gift. It is a reflection of his perfection, of his magnificence, And he wishes to show that particular magnificence through us. But we ruin everything the moment we say, oh, this is mine. This is me. You see how good I am? Do you see how great I am? At that moment, everything is destroyed. And this is not what St. John the Baptist is doing in today's gospel. In today's gospel, he's making it clear. I am not the Christ. I'm not your Savior. I'm not the prophet. I'm not any of these wonderful things that you imagine I am. God is all these things. I may speak of these things of God. I may show you these wonderful things of God. You may be able to see them reflected in my life, but I am not God. I am a voice, nothing more than a voice crying in the desert that many people pay no attention to. Many people never hear. And that's true of many of the gifts that we've been given. Most of the world will not appreciate the gifts, the talents that you have. But God sees them. And God knows whether you're using those talents, those gifts for his honor and glory, or for your own selfish pride and vanity. We often hear in the scriptures that Christ condemns the Pharisees, calls them a brood of vipers, they're hypocrites. But I don't think we truly appreciate what is being said here. We need to understand who the Pharisees were, how they were looked upon by their fellow man. The Pharisees were individuals who kept the very letter of the law. They were very conscientious about doing exactly what the law commanded. They were exceptional observers of the law. When it said tithe, they make sure they tithe, and they even went over and tithe some more. When it said it was time to fast, they would fast, and then they would fast just a little bit more. Their penance, they would do their penance, and then just a little bit more. They wanted to give this good example to their fellow men of their love for the law, their love of God. These are men that are very well respected, very well placed in society. These are the religious leaders. And it is these leaders that Christ points his finger to and says, you hypocrites, you brood of vipers, you strain out the gnat. You're so very careful to make everything pure and correct and holy, but you miss the obvious. You swallow the whole camel. Because you're filled with pride and vanity. You think you are something, whereas you are nothing. And so I compare the both extremes. The world is praising the Pharisees. They are filled with their own pride, their vanity. They are doing a good work, but they are doing it all for the wrong reasons. They are doing it so their fellow man will say, oh, you are so holy. You are so wise. They were not doing it for the love of God. Their pride and vanity got in the way. And that's why our Lord condemns them. St. John the Baptist, he did all the same works. He did all the penances. He did perhaps even more. And the world came to praise him and pat him on the back. He said, no, 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 no. Not me. I am not the one. I'm nobody. don't destroy the good that I'm doing. Or don't destroy the good that God is doing through me. And so I remind us, we're on a very delicate balance here. We have to pay attention. God has given us talents. He's given us gifts, whatever they may be, and he expects us to use them. You have a good head, God expects you to use it. Do something good for God, for your fellow men, for the world. Use it. Develop it. Don't hide it under a bushel, but bring it forth for the greater honor and glory of God. Do that, but at the same time, strike your breast and say, what an unworthy servant I am, what an unprofitable servant I am. For I've only done that which I ought to have done. The good that is in me, the good that I have done, that's God's work. The only thing I can claim of myself is my sins, my failure, my negligence, my carelessness. Those are mine, and those truly humble me. That's the balance that we've got to try to work out in each one of our lives. To put forth the best that God has given us to put forth, to do our best, whatever it may be. Reminds me of a young man who said, you see, it is my job to be the bathroom cleaner. I get to clean the bathroom. But I'm going to make sure that I'm the best bathroom cleaner there ever was. I am going to do my best. You say, why? Who in the world is going to pat you on the back and say, oh, that's a really clean bathroom you have there? Nobody cares in the world, but God cares. It matters what's in our heart, what's in our mind. Why do we do the things we do? I like looking at the construction of the cathedrals throughout Europe in the Middle Ages. And it's really interesting. Way up in the attic there that's covered up and no one will ever see on some structural beam, there's a beautiful carving that no one will ever see. And you ask the carpenter, well, why did you put that there? No one can appreciate that beautiful work that you've done. But God will see it, won't he? God knows it's there. And that is all that is important. I have done it for the love of God. I have done my best for the love of God. And I preach this often to children, but I think the adults need to hear it just as much. When you go to school and you've got a class you don't like, does that mean you shouldn't try? Does that mean you shouldn't do your best? You don't have to pay attention because this is boring. I don't care. If God has given you the intelligence and this is boring, then show everybody how boring it is by getting a perfect score. Not by showing them how rude you are. Do your best. You say, well, who cares? God cares. Whatever it is you're doing, if you're cleaning toilets or taking a test, do your best. Bring forth your best. Because you represent the grace that God has given you. If God has given you the grace and the talent and you're doing your worst, you have no blessing to expect from God. And you can strike your breast and pretend, oh, I can't do it, it's too hard, make all kinds of excuses and pretend that you're humble. I say pretend, that is false humility. We must put forth our best. in everything we do for the love of God. And then after we've put forth our best, when the world comes to pat us on the back and say, what a great job, you're such a good person, we can say, no, this is the grace of God within me, and that is the time to be humble. I'm only doing what God has given me the grace to do. The good you see in me is a reflection of God. All the honor and glory belong to God. This is the message of St. John the Baptist, preparing the way for Christ to enter into the world. And this is, you say, my message to you. Prepare your soul to receive Christ. Prepare the way for Christ to enter in. Do your best. At whatever it is you do, do your best. Give it your all. You know, as the coach tells you in your sports, give it 110%. I say the same for a religious reason. You play a sport, give it your all. Give it 110%. You're going to work, give it your all. Give it 110%. Do your best for Christ, for the honor and glory of God. Don't let your light hide under a bushel, but put it out on the lampstand so the whole world can see. But then remind the world, this is not my light, but this is the light of God. And remain humble. That is how we prepare the way for Christ to enter the world. That's what St. John the Baptist was doing. This is what Christ is teaching us. And this is what our Holy Mother, the Church, is reminding us. In just over a week, we will celebrate the birth of Christ. I encourage you to make a place for him in your heart by doing your best in whatever it is you do, but always striving to remain humble, to acknowledge, I am not God. I am not perfect. I am not the best. God is the best. And one last thing, we tend to compare ourselves to others. I don't know what this strange competition is, you see, but I'm better than that man there. I want to remind you that Christ came not to tell us that we had to be better than the next man. Christ didn't say, come and follow that man over there or your neighbor here or this one there. Do what they're doing. Christ came and said, be perfect because your Father in heaven is perfect. Come, follow me. Christ is our role model. God is our goal. You're better than the next man. That means nothing. There's people that are better than you. The only question is, are you doing your best for the love of God? And are you remaining humble because you are not God? I have yet to compare myself to Christ, but yet that is my goal. This is what I'm going to be judged on. On Judgment Day, I'm going to stand before God, and he's not going to say, were you better than your neighbor here or this one there? Were you better than this one or that one? Did you do like they did? No, the question is, did you love me? Did you love God? Did you follow Christ? That's the question. Have you imitated Christ? Have you tried to be Christ-like? Have you let Christ enter in your heart and soul, into your life, and transform it? That's the question. That's the test. And how we answer it will determine our fate for all of eternity. So do well. Imitate Christ. Give your all for him. but then remain humble. Strike your breast. I am not the Christ. I'm not the Messiah. I'm not the prophet. I'm not Elias. I'm just a voice crying in the desert. I am reflecting the voice of Christ. Any good that you see in me is from God. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.